get you in it.
Call Dane.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Ernest today.
Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and 2 nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some really good luck with the weather lately, and that's going to continue for just a little while longer. For tonight, I think we'll be mostly cloudy, but dry and milder. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow, still dry, high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Rain chances not zero, but only about 10%. And then on Monday, we'll be in the mid-80s. There's a risk of a shower during the day, but scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures well up in the 80s. An active weather week ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. This is Clearing the Air, a program I started, I don't know, almost 6 years ago now. And they've kind of given me free rein, and I appreciate that. Again, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for that. Thank you to all you listeners. And, you know, I consider it an honor and a big responsibility to try to impart the truth to you. We both do. That's why we're on the radio doing this. And as Postman has said many times, we hope to be here to walk you through everything that's about to happen. And I sure hope that's the case. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen. I was just told, you were telling me the young Hagman of Hagman & Hagman died. He's 37, did you say, 36?
Yeah, he's 36 years old.
What happened to him?
I have no idea. And he's been dead for some weeks or months.
See, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't either until I pulled up the blog and looked at it.
That's scary.
And there's only one name, one Hagman name there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's scary when people that are truthers start dropping. It's not good. Speaking of truthers, for those of you who have subscribed to my YouTube, I put a new video out a couple of days ago. I'm getting a lot of good feedback from it. It's amazing. I'm a big hit everywhere but here. But this is kind of how it works, I suppose.
Don't worry. After tonight, you'll probably be a big one here.
I don't know. You know, I just know there's something going on. I'm capturing it with my camera, my phone, and I don't know. Greg, I think Rosie said something about this Thursday. The Texas governor has designated religious services as essential activities. Yay. Good for him. Greg Abbott. So that's good. He's allowing people to go to church. You know, if you had told someone 30, 40 years ago, there's going to come a time where they're going to designate that you can't go to church, people would have said, that's impossible. That'll never happen. Well, it's happening. Of course, the virus has something to do with that. Yeah, but still, this is crazy. A mother of two in Idaho named Lori Vallow will remain in jail on a $5 million bond. Her children, she said that she believed her children had become zombies. And now they can't find her children. They are missing. And she said she believed they had become possessed and turned into zombies, according to NBC News. So she's been in jail since February 20th. This is in Hawaii, where she had been living for 2 months with her new husband. There were no signs that her children were ever with her. So this is getting really interesting. Now, she was extradited to Idaho earlier this month to face felony child abandonment. So apparently, when she lived in Idaho before she went to Hawaii, she had kids. But when she got to Hawaii, she didn't have any kids. So now she's claiming they turned into zombies. So evidently she's done something with them. Well, let's pray that their children are okay. Let's pray that she didn't do something stupid like kill them. Yeah. Gallup poll. We all know about Gallup poll, and that's still one of the more, authentic polls. One of the few we really can count on. Well, they went straight to the American people and asked the public about their experiences with UFOs. Very interesting stuff. There's a lot. UFOs are suddenly in the news again, folks. 60% think UFO sightings can be explained by human activity or natural phenomena, but 33% think otherwise, saying they believe UFO sightings can be attributed to alien visitation. That's very interesting.
Yes, it is.
Well, when we look at the way that they lied to us with Project Blue Book, which we now know, back then they told us, well, we're taking a serious look, and they explained away 100% of everything they investigated. But then what they investigated was so compelling that the man that they had tasked with doing that, who lied to us about it, afterwards came out and said, look, there's something going on, and started doing his own thing, really looking into it because of all the stuff they encountered while they were, shooting all this stuff down, no pun intended. Now, that's interesting to me. This goes back to Foo Fighters. You have an opinion about what Foo Fighters were, Postman?
Yeah, those were the first, well, the second or third generation Nazi UFOs. Well, there's that name, UFO.
But their size, were they remote controlled or what were they? I mean, they were too small to have people in them.
These were manned. They were manned. Mm-hmm. They used to slash through the bomber formations. And it looked like a ball of light, coming toward them.
Yes, different colored lights.
Right. And these were the same vessels that Admiral Byrd encountered in Antarctica, when he went to Antarctica.
Operation High Jump.
Right. During Operation High Jump. And these vessels mitigated the whole fleet of Corsairs.
Kicked their butts.
That they had down there to actually use as protection.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've read the purported diary of Admiral Byrd, and I got to tell you, it's pretty compelling. Everything that he says happened is very, very compelling. There's a reason why you can't take Google Earth and go look at the North Pole. There's a reason why it's against the law to fly up there. There's a reason why you can't go south and go to Antarctica. It's illegal. There's a reason why the powers that shouldn't be have total access, total control to the poles, and we don't, because there's something there.
Well, I mean, when you remember the actual day that Trump had his inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all these dignitaries, you know, left the United States and went to Antarctica. John Kerry went to Antarctica.
That's right, he did. The Pope went. A whole bunch of them went.
Yeah,
there.
The Pope went, and the leader of the Russian Orthodox Church, he went too.
Yep.
And do you remember the ship that broke down with all those stars on it down there? They actually went. Some of those stars, some stars actually went.
You mean Hollywood stars?
Right, uh-huh.
No, I don't remember anything breaking down there.
And, yeah, there was a vessel that, I don't know whether it ran aground or something happened to it, and they were like stranded there, you know, just for a minute. But anyway, Admiral Byrd has been vindicated about Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
Because the backstory of this was what they found. And what they actually found was the original... Well, it's coming back up again. I mentioned it earlier in the program.
Mm-hmm.
They found the actual original man that was a native of the war planet, which is Mars. And and they were actually down there. And when the flood came, it actually entombed them there.
Okay.
And they've been in the ice for just that long.
Wow.
And they found woolly mammoths. Some of them still had the daffodils inside of their mouth.
Well, Byrd claimed he saw live ones as he was flying over.
Right.
Wow.
The ones that I'm talking about is the ones that were
entombed in the ice.
They were frozen in the ice.
Right.
And they were still intact. They were 100% intact.
Wow.
And the meat, they said the meat was still looked edible.
Oh, wow.
It was still red.
That whole Byrd thing is fascinating. I saw an interview he did, and he was talking about all the reserves up there, the untapped reserves. Everything we needed was in Antarctica. He said it would supply the world for hundreds of years, and yet we haven't tapped it. Why is that?
Because
Antarctica,
that part of the world,
hands off,
belongs. Actually, is being ran by beings that are not indigenous to Earth.
I can believe that.
Some of them are indigenous to Earth. These are some of the old, races.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Deros and the Tiros, and they actually live down there, in caverns.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Let's hit this short break. I'm trying to stay more on time, because when they do the podcast, they'll cut us off if they don't. So, folks, we'll be back in 3 short minutes. Come back with us.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has the items you need for your family Easter meal. They have meat, casseroles, canned goods, as well as desserts to round out the meal. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meals and all your spring cleaning supplies. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. We help you make it.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning, River Region.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-881-4747. That's 1-800-881-4747. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-881-4747.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I love that song. Welcome back to the program. You're listening to Clearing the Air on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Blue Water Broadcasting, one of the few little independent series of stations out there in the world. We're not owned by some huge conglomerate that has some big narrative they're wanting to push. Matter of fact, I've never, ever been told what I could and couldn't talk about, even though Rick has gotten some nasty emails from some of you out there complaining about some of the things I talk about. Sorry. If I feel like it's the truth, I'm going to say it. It's just call it a weakness. AOC is in the news. She's now saying minorities are disproportionately dying from the coronavirus, and now she wants reparations. Now, she is crazy. She is absolutely a pure 100% paper nut job, in my opinion. Ugh, she is nasty, too, but that's a whole nother guy's story. We won't get into all that, but yeah, she's crazy. Hal Lindsey, you probably remember Hal Lindsey, late great Planet Earth, back in the 70s. He wrote that book. Here's what he's saying. Christians should always remember the source of our strength and power, but right now seems like an especially good time to put power into perspective. Ultimately, we do not depend on a rugged physique, government programs, or human systems of power. We depend on the Lord God Almighty, the Omnipotent One. Our situation can be illustrated by an episode of the classic TV comedy, The Dick Van Dyke Show. Now, Dick Van Dyke played a television writer named Rob Petrie. He had just repaired or tried to repair a toaster. He put in a piece of bread to test his work, and watching the toaster with self-satisfaction, he tried to give his wife, Laura, the big picture of what was happening. Just think, he said, at this very moment, the mighty Niagara harnessed to big, giant generators, its energy racing along 400 miles of copper wire just to heat our toaster. All we have to do is wait. Laura asked, but don't we have to plug it in? A bit crestfallen, Rob walked over and plugged it in. He said, you'd think with that 400-mile running start, it could jump the last 2 feet all by itself. Well, the power he described was there, 2 feet from the toaster, just waiting to be tapped. And that can be us. Power flows within reach, but we sometimes fail to connect. Ephesians 6:10 tells us every follower of Christ, quote, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. It is impossible for the human mind to fully comprehend the power we're talking about when we say the strength of his might. Remember, he's omnipotent, meaning all-powerful. In Numbers 11:23, God asked Moses, is the Lord's power limited? Now you shall see whether my word will come true for you or not. Because his power has no limit, his every word must come true. It was with his words that he created all the cosmos. Psalm 33:6 says, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made. Someone might point to Hebrews 6:18. It is impossible for God to lie and say there are some limits on his power. But the fact that God is always himself and never acts outside of his character or purpose does not represent a limit of his power. It is an expression of his power. His power flowing in us also works in accordance with his character. He does not grant us supernatural power to fulfill, quote, the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eyes or the pride of life, John 2:16. Rather, he empowers us to do his will. That's the amazing thing. When we do his will, he makes his power available to us. We just need to plug into it. The next two verses, Ephesians 6:11 and 6:12, say, "Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil." Listen to this. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places."
You skip one.
I'm just reading straight from the verses that follow tell about the armor of God. Tell about the armor of God and what it provides for us. I won't go into the specifics here, but I invite you to read about them in Ephesians 6:13 through 18. We stand in the midst of a spiritual battle, and to triumph as He wants us to triumph, we need more than a positive attitude or a stiff upper lip. We must be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
Listen to this. Psalm 93:4 sums it up.
Mm-hmm.
And no pun intended.
Okay.
All right. "Mightier than the thunder of the great waters. He's mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty."
Amen.
Yep.
You know, I don't think we can wrap our mind around God. I just think it's so beyond us, we can't understand Him. Because He's just incredible. It's the only way I know how to put it.
I mean, give us some thought. Nothing can hold a breaker back. Nothing.
Correct. You know, one of my favorite books in the Bible is Job. And when God, it kind of shows God can be sarcastic. God can have a sense of humor when He's explaining to Job, like, who do you think you're talking to here? You know, I love that. You know, Did you create this? Did you create that? I love that.
Yeah, he was talking about a different constellation, different stations in the heavens.
Exactly.
That's what he went on to explain to Job. I can't remember him verbatim.
Me either.
But he talked about the Pleiades. He talked about the Great Bear, which is the Big Dipper, and he talked about Orion. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he just goes on and explains to him. You know.
And I'm sure Job shaking his head, going, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
I'm sure he found out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, those are your stations. You know, for some reason or another, and not to get off the subject, but...
No, go ahead. We have no subject, no topic.
I truly believe one of the locations of his throne, probably in the past, was in the constellation of Orion. Because I've been doing some research.
It sure is mentioned a lot in everything I've read.
I've been doing some research on Orion, Terry. You have no idea how beautiful the trapezium is.
I can imagine.
What's his name? The guy that was in the Secret Space Program, the one that was 20 Years a Slave.
Mm. Rodriguez? Or?
Yeah, Terry Rodriguez. He said the most beautiful sight, he named two beautiful sights that he saw when he was in space, those 20 years. The number one sight was the trapezium in Orion. That's the one that's under the, that's if you're looking at the constellation Orion, it's the star at the bottom to the right. There is a nebula there. The Horsehead Nebula, and man, he said that is the most beautiful sight he said he'd ever seen in his life.
Wow!
As you're approaching it, and that nebula is a nursery for stars. Stars are being created, and stars die inside that nebula.
That's unreal.
And there are several, I mean, hundreds of planets, you know, that are around these beautiful white G-class stars, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of them are the same size as Sol, the star that we see in the sky every day.
Mm-hmm, our sun.
Right. And most of them are seems to be toward the blue range or white hot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I mean you can just look at the Hubble Deep Field and it'll pull them up. Some of them are in solar systems, you know, where they have tri-star solar systems,
mm-hmm.
you know, inside that nebula. It is a beautiful sight.
Wow. Oh, you'd be proud of me. I watched Stargate.
Oh, you did?
Movie. Yeah.
Okay.
I had Lynn watched it, too. She actually got interested in it. That's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's
very good.
It makes a lot of sense, too. An alien, you know, power that was dying, decided to, you know, take up a different life form, a human life form. And anyway. Interesting movie if you ever get a chance to watch. It's got Kurt Russell in it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I'm sure you
times.
Have.
Yeah.
James Spader and all that. Yeah. Well, guess what? The Space Force, the Trump mandated Space Force, says that the new 5G technology will be a crucial part of their mission. Many companies plan to deploy thousands of satellites to deliver 5G connectivity to people and devices on the ground. The service is concerned about the security of those satellites and the presence of network hardware made by companies with ties to China. 5G communications technology is crucial to the U.S. Space Force and will be part of the new organization's mission. This technology, which will deliver the Internet at previously unseen speeds worldwide, will in many cases be delivered via a constellation of relay satellites in low Earth orbit, many of which will be the property of various United States companies. Like previous generation, so-called fifth generation or 5G technology, will likely reach into the lives of billions of people on Earth, making it imperative that the Space Force secures the data stream away from foreign espionage.
You know what, Terry? You know, it's a good question.
What's that?
I've already entertained it on the program before. But you remember the we talked about the Launch Alliance last mm-hmm. week, and I was telling you, you know, how good that name sounds.
Right.
One is just going to make it the Earth Alliance, you know, which that's what it's going to anyway.
Right.
The name's already there. The label's already there on it. But they won't use it. Because they
not
want to
yet.
Keep it hid.
Yeah, not
but
yet.
The question I want to ask you is, where did those guys go, or where did that cargo go when they actually sent it up, that Space Alliance cargo?
That's a good question.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody seems it to know, do they?
It didn't go to the International Space Station.
No, it didn't.
You remember on the program I was mentioning to you about this huge space station that they have in a Lagrange point
mm-hmm.
between here and Mars?
Yes.
Yeah. I guarantee you that's the way it went.
That's interesting stuff.
Yeah. It's already there, Terry. That Space Force
wouldn't surprise me.
That Space Force or the Earth Alliance has been in existence since 1986.
Wow.
And it took Donald Trump to reveal it.
Yep. I think Trump, apparently he got brought up to speed, so he's trying to fast-track everything to bring us up to speed. It's my opinion.
Right, because by now he knows what's coming.
Yes.
Just like Reagan knew what was coming.
And Reagan even said
yes.
to the UN, he tried to tell us what was coming or what was going on, and he got shot for his troubles.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes you wonder. In case you missed that, Ronald Reagan got before the whole body of the United Nations and said, I often wonder how quickly all of our disputes and troubles would disappear if we were threatened by some force not from here. And then he continued by saying, and I say to you now, is that force not already here?
Right.
That's what he said. Ronald Reagan, his exact words. Yeah. He told us.
Yeah, he did.
He told us.
It should be no question now.
Exactly, but yeah. it still is.
But there still is.
Yeah, and I don't get that.
Some of the people have got to see you march not march him in. But just let him come in, you know, because nobody will be able to contain him. Just walk one of those 14-foot, 3,500-pound Draco they Imperial.
They wouldn't believe it. They'd say, oh, that's all CGI.
They probably would.
They would. Some people that aren't going to believe aren't going to believe. Well, hang on. Let's hit this top of the hour break. When we get back, we're going to do a video. Bottom of the hour break, brother. We're going to do a video for you. We'll be back in five.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details in selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group 551-0225 or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hello, Central Alabama. The uncertainty and chaos brought about by this coronavirus is a first for me and probably for you too. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, and I want to share with you a resource that might really help bring you and your family comfort during these challenging times. BibleGateway.com is a free resource that I use all the time, and it is easy and free. Just three easy steps will have you reading God's incredible promises for you. Number one, go to BibleGateway.com. Number two, choose your favorite version of the Bible. I usually choose the NIV. Number three, type in a word like peace or joy or love and hit enter. Then you can enjoy reading about what God says about your chosen word. Now, none of us fully understand all the verses in the Bible, but I promise you that God's word provides more peace and joy and comfort in times of trouble than any other resource. So, click away and be safe.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900 with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some really good luck with the weather lately, and that's going to continue for just a little while longer. For tonight, I think we'll be mostly cloudy, but dry and milder. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow, still dry, high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Rain chances not zero, but only about 10%. And then on Monday, we'll be in the mid-80s. There's a risk of a shower during the day, but scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures well up in the 80s. An active weather week ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the program. I want to play you a video now. Actually, Postman found this. Q-Files, exploring the universe with the Q-Files. This is Tom Hanks and Steve Coyle. And it's entitled Globalist Positioning for the End Game. You ready for this, folks? You wanted the deep end of the pool? You got the deep end of the pool. Hang on.
Point oh. You'll be better for it, especially in this time. My other guest is Tom Horn from Skywatch TV. Folks, go to Skywatch TV as well. Make sure you soak up all of the video and audio presentations there, the video presentations there, and take advantage of all of the specials they have with respect to their book offers. Shadowland is the topic today. If you go to HagmanReport.com, the promotion for today's program, tonight's program is Shadowland. And you'll find it there with all of the appropriate links. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to Steve Coyle. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug. I think it's going to be a very important show today because what we're watching all over the world and pretty much focusing, we're talking about an orchestrated effort, in my opinion, by the movers and shakers and the powers of darkness in the shadows positioning all the different events for the ultimate one world government. We know that Bill Gates is postulating that everybody needs a COVID-19 ID. Tom Horn has written the book Shadowland, and today we're going to talk with Tom about just why none of the power brokers have gone to jail. We know Jeffrey Epstein should have been placed in protective custody, but powerful people, Doug, are aware and afraid of who knows what on whom. Ghislaine Maxwell, his girlfriend, the woman claimed by many to be the procurer of young women. All the stuff with Epstein's Island, the concrete that was poured to cover up literally, who knows, hundreds of the bodies that speculated of children and others. The narrative of Q, which, by the way, I don't accept. I know there are people that do. Nothing has happened since everything. Every day is tomorrow. Tomorrow it's going to happen. Tomorrow it's going to happen. So I want to go to Tom Horn and say, Tom, in your opinion, and you have done the research on all the most powerful people in the world, why, in your opinion, has no one been brought to justice? I mean, it's a rhetorical question, but also talk to the people about what you found out in your investigation on, obviously, Epstein's Island.
I will certainly do that. And by the way, gentlemen, thanks for having me back on the Hagman Report with you. Really appreciated the opening monologue, Doug. I thought it was very important, even your brief reference to China, who I think is probably right now planning an attack on the United States. I know that seems extraordinary, but it's what I happen to believe. You know, over the last 2 weeks, I've been on the phone with different prophecy experts that I have a lot of respect for, in addition to you gentlemen. I've been talking to Washington insiders, people at the Pentagon, people at NASA, and all of us that are spirit-filled believers, but who also happen to be in these positions of, you know, power, authority, management, media, all believe that something is operating off radar here, outside normal human perception. That's why Doug Hagman is so intelligent not to get his intelligence briefings from reading the New York Times headlines. There's something else happening here involving the coronavirus pandemic and the world's response to it that really don't make sense. And I've been going back and forth just for like for, you know, 2 months at least, especially the last month, on where on the one hand, we have these annual statistics around the number of people that die as a result of exposure to the flu. This year, the stats are that there's going to be 85,000 people who are going to die in the United States alone as a result of the flu. Today, as we are recording this program, we just passed 5,000 that have died from coronavirus, and yet, in an unprecedented way, we have shut half of the world down over something that so far, and by the way, with all respect to everybody that's suffering as a result of sheltering in place, the number of people that are sick, the number of people that have died so far, but if you compare coronavirus to the pandemics that we've experienced for the last 100 years that come around, you know, every 2 to 4 years, we have another pandemic. We have another virus that spreads across the world. If you compare this one to those, this one does not, at least yet, seem to be nearly as dangerous as some of those were, which we definitely didn't shut the world down. I mean, 2009 under Obama and Biden, they barely broke wind in the general direction of the H1N1 swine flu that killed 500,000 people worldwide and about 80,000 Americans over a one-year period. So again, we're right now at 5,000. On the other hand, this week, you know, you had the U.S. government's foremost expert on the coronavirus pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci, if I'm saying his name right, Fauci or however he says it, he's predicted that there would have been as many as 2 million casualties or more in the United States had we not, been sheltering in place. I'm not, by the way, taking that to issue. I don't know if that model is true or if it's not true. I don't know. There's just a heck of a lot of information out there right now, and much of it is just modeling. It's not based on facts, but it's everybody's best guess. However, we have been sheltering in place for a month, and so he says, as a result, this pandemic is only going to result in millions of Americans being afflicted with the COVID-19 communist China influenza, whatever you want to call it. And as many as 250,000 American deaths, which he says we need to get ready for. On Monday this week, White House response coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx, you probably saw where she supported those claims, predicting that the hundreds of thousands of American deaths that Dr. Fauci says is coming is what she called a best-case scenario, and that's only if we do everything exactly the right way. So, look, we at Skywatch TV, Defender Publishing, Eden's Essentials, Whispering Ponies Ranch, all of us are taking a very careful approach, and we are, you know, our protocol is basically better safe than sorry, even though it's kind of hard to put a lot of stock in these numbers that are flying all over the place, but better safe than sorry. So, you know, we've made decisions. We temporarily closed down our studio. We're setting up a temporary studio in Derek Gilbert's house so that he can do the 5 and 10 daily news reports as well as interview some people for the broadcast television programs. We have sent everybody in our warehouse except for a skeleton crew home, so we only have people there that are answering the phone and filling orders, shipping orders, because we do have, right now, people all over the world are going crazy ordering fermented mushrooms to supercharge their immunity systems. You recall we talked about that 2 weeks ago. There's now been over 100 peer-reviewed medical studies, reports, university-level reports, the National Institute of Health, the U.S. government, talking about how people need to supercharge their natural immunity system because they may not even be able to get in to see a doctor and probably shouldn't, by the way, go into a medical facility if they can keep from it. Do what Doug said a moment ago, and that is just stay home, stay out of crowded places, but supercharge your immunity system. Best way to naturally do that is evidently fermented mushrooms. This is all stuff I'm learning. Eden's Essentials is the only store, it appears, for most of America that even has product, and that's because we bought out the manufacturers, but it's only there while it's there, so if you want it, get it while you can. I personally used it. It worked really well, but I don't want to get off onto that. But anyway, we have a skeleton crew at the warehouse. Last week, I was really proud of Nita and Joe, who took the thousands of N95 masks that we had in our warehouse that we typically sold through our website. We took them out of the website, and we took and donated those to Cox Medical, the hospital here in Springfield. So we're doing all of the stuff, right, that everybody else is doing. All of us are making sacrifices. I'm really proud of how many Americans are stepping forward to do good deeds, delivering groceries to senior citizens, all of that. I think that the best side of many Americans is coming out. Of course, I'm also seeing, you know, the trolls seem like they've had gasoline thrown on them.
Let's hit this short break and continue this when we get back.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Keep your cool. Get a free Dixie cooler upon completion of your estimate. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Mike Benson with Adams Drugs. Times are tough here in the River Region, and the near future doesn't look that great. Our hearts go out to those businesses that have closed down and the employees who have lost their job. But I'm encouraged and inspired by the local restaurants doing whatever it takes to stay in business, providing curbside and delivery. Hopefully, you are doing what you can to support our local businesses. Our support today could very well determine who will be in business this time next year. Our gift shops are closed, but our pharmacy is open. The volume is down, but we're going to survive this, and no one will miss a paycheck. Adams Drugs challenge and battle now is with certain insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers that have decided now is a good time to encourage their patients to go to mail order pharmacy. I doubt very seriously that there's anyone using mail order pharmacy now knows the name of the pharmacist who filled their prescription. More importantly, does the mail order pharmacist know you or your family? At Adams Drugs, our family has been building relationships with your family for over 58 years. At Adams Drugs, we now offer curbside pickup, and we've been delivering since 1962.
For the location nearest you, visit adamsdrugs.net.
Hello, Central Alabama. The isolation and uncertainty we are all experiencing during these unique times can really get any of us down and feeling very lonely. I want to assure you that you are not alone. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to tell you today that number one, God loves you. And subsequently, number two, God's people love you. And I mean it. Local churches are providing resources during these trying times to help you draw closer to God and to other people. First of all, many churches are sending out daily devotionals, including children's activities. My church home website is landmark.church, and there you will find information and other resources. You can also go to the Landmark Church Facebook page and get encouraging messages and devotionals. Secondly, the Landmark Church, along with many other churches, are live streaming their weekly worship services. Landmark will be live streaming ours at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and it will be encouraging to you and your family. So, until you can actually meet with a church family, know that you are not alone. God bless you and be safe.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
All right, we're going to continue with this video. It's Hagman and Hagman. No, actually, it's Skywatch TV with Tom Horn and Steve Quayle.
Them, so they've never more attacked people like the Hagman Report, Steve Quayle, Skywatch TV. They're just ravenous right now. But I'm also seeing a lot of good, positive things. So all of that to say that that's all the stuff that is apparent. It's all the stuff that we can see. Like Doug said, it's the headlines that you can read in the newspapers. But what is the backstory? And there is something about this that does not seem to make sense unless you consider that behind the scenes, something else is also at play here that increasingly feels and looks like ancient craft, occultism, deep state ambitions to a prison planet, a new world order. And I know that for some people that seems fantastic. That seems ridiculous. But if you believe in Bible prophecy, like I do, and many of the listeners to this program do, then we know. We've talked about it since we were, you know, young people. A day is coming in which some kind of chaotic event is going to sweep the world, and it is going to infuse, it is going to become the dynamite, around a movement to establish a new dictatorial world order over which the man of sin, the Antichrist, as he is called in the book of Revelation, is going to rise up upon the world scene. And I just have to tell you guys, this is starting to remind me of a scholarly study that I did about 20 years ago now into the history of the French Revolution. And by the way, yeah, I mean, even the guillotines could be coming back. Again, I know that sounds ridiculous. But the French Revolution, and specifically the occultists, the metaphysicians of that era, that were invoking powerful non-human energies, including evil ones. That's part of history. It's a fact. Which those who were devoted to those powers said were emanating through their rituals and their symbols, and once released, took on a mind of its own. Writing about the Masonic involvement, for instance, in the French Revolution, Gary Lachman, the popular author and historian, he made an extraordinary important observation about what he called immaterial destructive forces, which had unseen plans of their own, which were released as a result of occult politics during the French Revolution. This is just a short comment, but I want to read this to you because it's really important. Note what he says. He says that Jacques Cousteau, now you might recall Cazot was trained by the Jesuits. He became a commissioner general, and he was a popular speaker-writer during the French Revolution. So back to the quote. Cazot himself was aware of the dangerous energies unleashed by the revolution. Although Cazot didn't use the term, he would no doubt have agreed that whatever started it, the revolution soon took on a life of its own, coming under the power of an egregore, Greek for watcher, a kind of immaterial entity that is created by and presides over human activity from a collective. According to the anonymous author of the fascinating Meditations on the Tarot, there are no good egregores, only negative ones. True or not, egregores can nevertheless be engendered by the collective will and imagination of nations. As Jocelyn Godwin points out, an egregore is augmented by human belief, ritual, and especially human sacrifice. It is sufficiently nourished by such energies. The egregore can take on a life of its own and appear to be an independent personal divinity with a limited power on behalf of the devotees and an unlimited appetite for their future devotion. If, as some esotericists believe, human conflicts are the result of spiritual forces for spiritual ends, and these forces are not all good, then collective catastrophes like the French Revolution can take on a different kind of significance, end quote. So I found that again this morning, and I had found that back 20 years ago in studying, you know, why did the American Revolution result in such benefits to the human population here, while at the same time the French Revolution wound up with tens of thousands of people with their head chopped off and a goddess brought in and put, you know, on the altar in the Church of Notre Dame, and the God of Christianity was proclaimed as dead. And if people don't believe that there are forces within the deep state of the United States of America that have been and are today actively working to bring about a system that is going to become the new Hitler's final solution, the Antichrist's final solution, that is going to ultimately decimate both the Jews and Christian, true conservative Christian populations, then they simply are not paying attention. They're not attention. They're not praying, and they are not tuned in to the spirit of this age. Because we do today have an ordo ab KO, and it's this juggernaut that is called coronavirus. I believe that, gentlemen, with all my heart. What say you?
Steve?
Well, first of all, I would say this. Upon the preponderance of evidence, I believe that the whole situation, Tom and Doug, with China, it is a three-stage bioweapon. In 2015 and even more current time than that, fast forward to, you know, just maybe less than a year ago, the Chinese have what were known as their white papers. Doug, you read those, or at least I referred you to those years ago. And Tom, based on the incubation period, it was stated in Chinese literature that they would have a three-prong attack. I'm in contact with different people, as you are, and scientists who are basically formerly, not contemporarily, in the bioweapons program. Now, I haven't veered from that, you guys, since day one. I categorically reject China's numbers of how many people are dead. Based on the satellite photos of the crematoriums, I actually know the country, I won't say it, how many furnaces China ordered, crematoriums. There is a biological signature to massive human bodies being born, being burned, B-U-R-N-E-D, and it's called crematin, C-R-E-A-M-I-T-I-N, close enough. And the thing that's important in everybody keeping track of, since when did the Chinese ever tell the truth? Unfortunately, I believe the president, number one, was naive. Number two, did not receive accurate intel. Number three, dismissed it as because I think he's blinded by, and look, I voted for Trump, so I just want to go on record. But I also want everybody to understand that the numbers of cell phone users decreased by 21 to 23 million. The numbers are still coming in. And in China, it's a requirement of the surveillance state that their people have cell phones, especially the ones that are a little bit higher up in income, because they are tracked every minute of the day, actually every phone call of the day, every place they go, everything they say, everything they visit in every way. So that presents a problem, because if you take the standard incubation rates, if you take the standard population density, by the way, Wuhan really does have a biolaboratory. But the Chinese war policy would be to launch a threefold, almost like a pitchfork, interesting, or a trident upon the United States and Western Europe, that the first, if you will, the outer fork of the pitchfork would be a long period incubation weapon. Now, obviously, coronavirus and the mutations of it, when everybody thought we were dealing with one virus, they said there were 24. And now they're finding out there could be mutagenic variations into the hundreds. Then I said it would be followed by a secondary virus. Each time the viruses, let's say they start out with this form of an incubation period, and then they would shorten and shorten and shorten it until finally you've got an accelerated incubation period with people dying. I categorically challenge anybody that with a standard protocol of basic math to say this wasn't an orchestrated attack to soften us up. And I believe that, quite candidly, the evidence is more in favor of a bioweapons attack than it is in the New York Times, Tom, blaming Christians for coronavirus. And I made the statement, I've been told that the Chinese were the ones that bought the debt of the New York Times, I think, in the Washington Post, and some other interesting networks on TV. Gee, who might that be? Most people don't understand that blackmail is real. So I'm just saying this. I don't care, and please, this is aimed at you in any way, Tom, but I don't care how many people accept the Chinese lying numbers. Italy's numbers, the fastest doubling, if you will, or replicating of death in individuals was based on, too, the Wuhan virus. It would be interesting for everybody to know that Milan in Italy is the Chinese hotspot for all the wealthier Chinese to migrate to during the fashion week, all the billionaires, millionaires, etc. So the fact is that what I found interesting is the Chinese have changed their story six times. And so I don't believe anything they say. I believe the United States is incredibly naive. I believe with the control of mainstream murderers and mainstream media, M&M. The problem is that they absolutely have control of the narrative, and Christians, Tom, would do well to study the Word of God, to ask the Lord himself for wisdom and knowledge and also discernment.
Amen to that. All right, let's hit up another break. This is Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams, of course, the Postman, incomparable Postman, with me tonight, kind of getting into the coronavirus, what's really